Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Call it out, Grudge Racing.
Check it.
Tony Primetime Boss Bynes and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension mustache. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always starting action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James and Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Button Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6 563 Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is Mississippi Joe.
Father, we know without you, we are nothing.
And we know it starts with you, and it also ends with you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, Lady A, how you doing? How you doing, Lady A?
I'm wonderful. I am absolutely wonderful. How are you?
Well, I want you to get your pen and pad out tonight, because I even might want you to Google this, because I know you, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And, you know, God is so amazing. And I just want to speak a little bit about the Almighty himself, like I always do. I'm going to make it short and sweet. But I just want to say a little something, because in this brush game and in anything that we're doing, we need prayer, and we need the Lord to be in it. But I don't know about you, Lady, but that's sometimes that's what humbles me when I get out of character and when the devil gets into me. What about you, Lady?
I agree 100%.
So I want to put some on the whole world mind tonight. And for those people out there that's listening in radio land, and for those people who like to know things, I want you to get your phone, your dictionary, whatever it takes, because I'm going to do a quiz with some of you all tonight on this, just to see where you all's head is at. When I think about my God, it's a word that I want to bring to close with you all and bring it in the forefront and bring it to your attention. It's a Greek word. And y'all disregard how I pronounce this word because my pronunciation is not the best. But to make you even more understand it, I'm going to spell it for you after I attempt to pronounce this word. Just in case I'm lacking any, you'll be able to understand it better when I pronounce it. When I pronounce this word, I want somebody, after I get through doing my little segment and saying what I got to say, tell me what this word means. As I said before, it is a Greek word. It's tetra lestastis. Tetra lestastis. Okay, I may not be pronouncing it right, but I know what it means. I've researched it. I'm going to spell it to you all slowly so you can get it. T-E-T-E-L-E-S-T-A-I. I'm going to spell it once again for those who are like me that don't catch on too fast and are slow. I'm not ashamed of it. So, here we go. T-E-T-E-L-E-S-T. Lady A, do you have that?
I do.
Okay. Now, I want you to research it, Google it, whatever you got to do, and tell me what it means. But I want you to text it to me, though. I don't want you to say it out loud. Would you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to admit I've been slacking when it comes to the show. I hadn't been into my show. Been having a lot of things on my mind. But I was sitting around my apartment today, and I was thinking about how good my God is to me and how good he has been to me. And I was thinking about the things in life that I've started and didn't finish. And as I could recall, I went to college. I went a semester. I didn't finish. I mowed the yard and didn't weed it, so I didn't finish. I've seen a lot of people start things in life on this long life journey and didn't finish. Martin Luther King had a dream, but he died before he could finish. Even though it came to light, but he died before he could finish. You think about how we as human beings do a lot of things, but we don't finish. And that simply tells me this, that we're not perfect. That's why we are called humans. Well, I was sitting in my apartment today, and I was thinking about how good my God is. When my God starts something, he finishes it. He finishes it. It's a done deal. It's paid in full. You don't have no more workers. That's why you hear the old folks saying, when you can't handle it, give it over to God, because he will fix it. It's a done deal when you give it to the Lord. And this word right here is such a powerful word, this Greek word. It's like when you go pay your last note on that $600 automobile that you $600 a month, $700, $800 a month automobile that you've been wanting all your life, and you finally get it, and you going to pay that last note. You finished. It's paid in full. And that's what I've been thinking about. My God has paid in full for us. He's paved the way for us to where we can do what we're doing. It's finished and it's done and it's over. That's what I like about my God. He never starts nothing that he don't finish. He always finishes. And now that I've said that, lady, if you would be so kindly and come on live air and tell me what that word means. Lady.
Just coming back, Joe. I had to get someone on. I missed your question. I'm sorry.
Did you look up the word?
I did.
I want you to tell the whole grudge world what that Greek word means.
Okay, you have to give me a second, okay?
It's fine. We don't have nothing but time.
Okay. Well, I'll text you when I'm ready.
Okay. But, yeah, you all, Kanta,
Lestia. Kata Lestia. I may be pronouncing this word wrong, but when I researched and looked up this word, it's a perfect fit for my guy. Well,
I want to see, do we have any listeners or callers that may know what this word means? No,
Lady.
Yes.
Would you put me in the private room for a minute, please?
I sure will, just a moment.
Thank you. Y'all excuse me, hold tight for one moment. Gotta go. Lady?
Yes, sir.
Now, will you spell that word that I told you to look up and find out what it means?
You want me to spell it?
Yeah, spell it and pronounce.
I'm not sure if I can pronounce it, but spelling is T E T E L E S T A I.
It's a Greek word, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, now what does it mean?
According to my Google search, it means, is Greek for it is finished.
That's right, it's over. It's done with. And that's why I wanted to talk about that when it's concerning the Lord. When you turn over something to God, it's finished. It's done with. Have you ever known the Lord to start something that he didn't finish, lady?
Never.
And that's why I was sitting here today and I thought about that Greek word. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. And I really want to know how many of my listeners knew what that word means or took the initiative to look it up and find out. So at this time, lady, before I get into my topic, I want to go to the phone lines and see if any of them knew what it means or did they take the initiative to look it up. So at this time, lady, can we go to the phone lines if we have anybody on in the one button, lady? If not, get somebody on anyway. Make them speak on it, lady. Would you do that for me, doctor?
You know I will. Call it 313-0448. Your mic is open. Call it 313-0448. Your mic is open. Well, they're not even taking the initiative to answer me. Let's see.
Come on, bitch.
Kevin, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Well, what's up, Joe? Lady, they just threw me open. I was on this road, at work, having some road rage.
Oh, okay. Well, we understand that, man. We hope things get better. And we hope it has gotten better. Did you hear the word that I pronounced and spelled?
Yeah, I think it's a great word. Like I say, I didn't get a chance to look it up because I'm behind the wheel. And I think it's a great word. You know?
Okay, well, it simply means that it's finished. It's done. It's over.
So, okay, so Joe, would that be a little hint on your behalf too?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just that's just concerning the way that I feel about my God. You know,
yes, sir.
As you know, I've never started the show without saying a little something about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And this is just that time, that segment of the show. And I just wanted to, I felt like I wanted to do that, so I done it. And I just wanted to shed a little light and bring that to everybody's attention who's listening. Okay.
I think it's a great topic.
Okay. Well, hey, man, thank you for chiming in, and stay tuned, because we got a good show. I got a very popular special guest that's waiting. Matter of fact, I'm going to close your mic and get our special guest on, and we've been to talk to him, and I'm going to ask him a little bit about that word before we get in our topic.
All right. I'll come back in as soon as I get stopped with your special guest.
Okay, then. Don't go nowhere. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I guess we're going to go on to another caller. Lady, go on to a couple more callers. That's kind of got the line wide open, I believe. So we want to let them say something. Go ahead, Lady.
Kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. Good evening,
hi.
Joe. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Bo?
No, nothing much. Yep, I wasn't at liberty to look up the word and stuff, but that is a good subject, you know. The Lord never does something that he cannot finish.
Look out, boy. Look out now, kid.
Yep.
Kid, did I put something on everybody's mind in this good world?
Oh, you bet you did. Bet
you know how we start things, kid, and we never finish?
Yep, you're right.
Now, that's, you know, for the brilliant people out there and the people with a whole lot of sense, that ought to put something on your mind.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's why my grandmama used to holler out, if you need more powerful, just call him up. He on the main line, kid. Huh?
That's right. Yeah,
I just want to put something on everybody's mind. That's
mm-hmm.
all I wanted to do. You know, we'll start a lot of stuff and not finish.
Right.
And so, kid, I appreciate you for speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a good show for you. And
mm-hmm.
just stay tuned and hold tight. Because
we're
humping and bumping. We're going to hump and bump tonight. And shake and take
mm-hmm.
on this fabulous Friday tonight. You hear me, baby?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get it on.
Okay, then, kid. Thank you. Next caller, lady.
Bobby Washaw, your mic is open.
Uh-oh, I know I got a man. If he's been listening, he's going to tell me something, and I'm listening.
That's
go ahead, Washaw.
Well, as the Bible says, seek, and you shall find. Ask, and it shall be given. And knock, and the door shall be opened. That means you know right there, God. You know, he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So he letting us all know that, hey, while we on this side. Now, when you're saying everything is finished here, that when Jesus was on the cross and when he looked up and told the Heavenly Father, you know, he said, forgive them because they know not what they're doing. And then he goes on and tells him, he said, now it's finished. In other words,
there you go. There you go, out now. You know where I'm coming from, boy.
The 33 and a half years that Jesus was dying, he walked in, he was a missionary, and teaching them to love and to obey, because the law couldn't save nobody, see. Jesus Christ had to come. The law could only make you do right, the Mosaic law. So when Jesus came on the scene, so he died, because them 12 doves and lamb wasn't no good no more, they couldn't do it. So Jesus had to send his only begotten son, and when he finished that course, now don't get me wrong, Jesus was scared now, because if you look out there on the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying. He said, Lord, if
right.
it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, I'll drink from this cup. And he was talking about that sorrow and death. So when Jesus was on that cross, when Jesus died and he looked up and he told me, he said, now it's finished. That race is before him, it's all over. Now you can go to Paul, too. Look at Paul.
Yeah.
Paul said, I fought a good fight. Huh?
That's
and
right.
I finished my course. So now, you
that's
know,
right.
hey, I'm going. So that, you know, so when you, and you're talking about Jesus, God never, anything that God promised us, he would give it to us. And like you said, when we can have it and burden down, all you got to do is just put it in God's hand. God's going to do the rest. And don't get me wrong now. Sometimes God says no. We get mad, where God didn't answer my prayer. Yes, he did. The answer was no. So sometimes things that we ask for, we don't need. We don't know how
that's
to appreciate
right.
it. God don't let us have it. So
that's
when
right.
you say finish, yes, God always finish. And then I'm going to say this, I'm going to shut my mouth. Boy, you done all you can do on this side. And when you done, you know, prayed that last prayer and sung that last song, huh, and when they say that your eyes is glued, you know, rolled back in your head and your tongue glued to the top of your mouth, you finish over here on this side, you ain't coming back. And you better hope that you done repented so you can make it in because, hey, when you stand before Jesus, it's grading time then. It's great time. Then they come back and say, hey, I want to come back and tell Mississippi Joe, I'm sorry I cussed him out or I've done this. Oh, it's all, you better do it now. So that's all I got to say, Joe. So
you making me feel pretty churchy here, Bobby, but I got to ask you, did I put some on y'all mind today with that word, though?
Well, you thought that's right. You put people, if anybody know anything about God, and it don't take but a little bit, you know, like the old folks say, no, it don't take a lot to get a fire started. You understand what I'm saying? You know,
yes,
what the Jeremiah said, just like fire shut up in my bone. So if you know anything about the Lord and you know how good God is, you know, just like old fire in the stove, boy, you can just jug it a little bit, you know, it'll start burning. So
look out, Wild Child. Look out, Wild Child. We better get on. We're going to move right along, Wild Child. Hey, man, I thank you for tuning in, man. That was on my heart today. It's been on my mind all day, so I researched it, and I wanted to give it to you. I got it, and I wanted to give it to you all, and I've done that, and I feel good about it. So thank you, Bobby, for tuning in. Stick around. We got a good show, got a good guest. I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to take a couple more calls, and I'm going to get our guest because he is a very important and busy man, so I don't want him to leave us hanging, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
Next caller, lady.
Well, no, we don't have any more hands, Joe.
Okay, well, where is that special guest of mine? He needs no introduction. I'm going to let him come on, and then I will introduce him. Are you there, special guest?
I am here. Yes, I am. And the only thing that I have to say is that since God has said he has finished it, the next thing you say is, as I let go, I'm going to let God, and you move on.
Look out, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all know who that is. Yes, yes, yes. None other than the wild man, Mr. Ron Thomas, live in living color on Mississippi Joe Show. Yeah, that's right. This little country boy got the legendary wild man on his show as a special guest. Wild man, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, you know. Everyone is blessed whether they know it or not, you know. And I am blessed, and it is Good Friday, and I am thankful for this day. And, you know, I could go on and start giving you some verses and some things that the Lord said and what Jesus Christ said, but I'm not. You know, the only thing that you do when you have a problem with your fellow man is you pray for him. And then you move on with it and take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you know, God is still going to look after you, but you'll be better off if you do. So, Mississippi Joe, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I had that on my mind tonight. Do you think I raised some eyebrows tonight, wild man?
Yeah, you did, you know. And the only thing that I want to add to that, and then I'm going to let you get into your show and do your thing, is
go ahead.
Whenever someone has a problem, all they got to do is read the Ten Commandments and live by it, and you'll be a better person.
Okay. There y'all have it, folks. The legendary wild man himself, live and living color on this little old country boy show, Mississippi Joe. But wild man, I got you on here tonight because we got a lot of stuff going on in the grudge game that I'm not proud of and that I don't like. And it's really putting a frown on the grudge world. And I want to talk to you about it, and then we can go to some calls. Well, man, I noticed the trickery and the steps in the game. And me personally, I think that that's causing the grudge world to have less action. You got a lot of people won't even lock up no more. They'll just say, I see you at the track, because they don't want to be involved with all the bull jive that goes on with the stiffs and the trickery.
Okay.
And do you think that's good for the game or bad for the game? Now, I want you to enlighten the grudge world on that. You got the floor, Wildman.
Well, the only thing that I say is that what it is doing, you know, those people that say that they will be at the track, they're not going to lock up anything, is because, believe it or not, it's going back to the way it used to be. You know?
Don't do it, Wildman.
And so if you don't like where it's going, then you must have a hole in your head. You know, the person that really made Lock It In or Lock It Up, it's really Lock It In, so famous that you branded him as the Godfather. I used to get so tired of hearing him run around the track hollering, Lock It In, you know. And
right.
this was people that would go to the track to race. They didn't go to the track because it was a race locked in. They go to the track looking, searching for a victim. And then when they get there, they didn't always have to lock it in. The lock it in thing came because a lot of guys would talk all that talk. And then when it was time to race, they would say, man, I broke. They get scared. They see people doing a shakedown and they shaking their boots. They back up. So they started saying lock in. $250 on $500. And then it went on up, and it went on up, you know. And that was so that you could go up to the starting line, you could come out of the water box, and if you had no intentions on racing that person, when you went in the water box, you just cut it off and back up and say, I broke, and I'm paying the punk out money. Nothing would be said, you know. I've seen this happen with a race for $10,000. Punk out money, $500. Man went in the water box, did his burnout, backed up and said he was broke. And he said, well, wild man, I'd rather pay $500 than to pay $10,000. Because after that man made his last shakedown pass, looks could be deceiving, but I don't think I could beat him. And I'm not going to race him on a maybe. But all this jaw-jerking stuff about lock it in, lock it in, lock it in 2 weeks before the race date, and then say, well, I broke, tested my car. But they don't want to pay the punk out money. So all they were doing was lip service. Now, I can tell you about lock it in races and legitimately trying not to get out of it, but to hold it to where they thought they was ready. Had a man that locked in a race for a $10,000 race. Punk out money was $1,000. They hurt their car the day before the race, but they didn't want to lose that punk out money because they thought they could fix the car. They worked on the car all night, went to another track to race, worked on it all day, needed a little bit more time. The time rolled around when they supposed to have been in the staging lane. They brought the front end into the staging lane. Big argument ensued over, it didn't say the car, it just said we had to be there. Well, we here if the front end is there, instead of paying the punk out money. Saying, man, y'all ought to pay the punk out money, put the money up again, the punk out money up again and race. No, they didn't. I'm holding the DP, so I make the decision, okay, they can race. They needed another hour to finish the car. The hour rolled around. he came around and ran and lost $10,000 instead of paying that $1,000. So that's what the punk out money is all about. And some people use it one way and some people use it another way. So that's all I got to say. Like I say, I'm working on the car at the same time because I'm getting ready to get back in the game. And I'm going to start off where I left with the Chrysler 300. And that's what I'm working on now, and I'll work my way up to the cheap one. I'm done.
Okay. Okay, well, wow, man, the reason why I got you on here, I think a lot of this junk is bull junk and baloney. If a person really want to race you, if he see you testing at the track and getting your car right, he's not going to try to come race you when you he know you testing trying to get your car right. To me, that's just a lot of bull junk, and I think that's bad for the game. I do.
You're right. It
because
is.
If a person really want to race, he's going to respect you enough to leave you alone while you're at that track if you tell him you tested.
Right.
Now,
a lot of guys try to get you when you're down, you know. But they can't get
that you,
they're bored
a while, man.
Right. If they can't get you, they need to walk away and leave you alone.
I'm just being honest. I think that's bull. To me, you don't really want to race. You're just putting on a show. You're just trying to get some hype, trying to make your own self look good. When you really want to race, you want to race a man when he right.
When
that's why I think all that junk, you huffing and puffing while he testing his car, and you see him hucking, bucking, and pooting and popping, and you want to jump off. That's what I call a fake racer right there.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Yeah. Now, what you have to say about that?
Yeah, well, you're right on that. You're right there, you know. And I know if you're scared, like I say, if you want to raise somebody, you're going to go to the track and run it. And whether they make a good shakedown will not make a difference unless you feel like you can't run quicker than a shakedown. But then again, you got to remember, everybody looked good by themselves.
Right. There you go. I remember, one night we was getting ready to run Big Low in Montgomery. And Big Low made that pass by himself. Boy, dog and everybody. Boy, he right. Boy, he looked good. And I'm going to be honest. Wow, man, I'm going to tell the truth. He did look good because even I said, but boy, when that gang school lined up beside me, he clicked it off at the 3:30.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
so
just like when you go to the big races, I'm talking about ADRL and everything, they don't worry about what you look like. They worry about when you do it in the qualifying to see where you're going to be at. That tells them that the car is running. See, looking at a car don't necessarily mean he go down by himself and you can beat him. I mean, a case in point, there was a Z300ZX, the old 300Z. They used to come to Jackson all the time. That guy could never get down the track. Everybody watched him. And then one day he got a race. That car tried to get down the track about 4 or 5 times and couldn't do it. And then when he got the race, went straight as an arrow. So, see, sometimes people do their shakedown passes on purpose. There's certain things they do and certain things they don't do. So, you know, they're going down by themselves. But if you want to race somebody, go to the track and race them. When you get to the track, put the money down. If you don't have the money to put down, don't race it. I'll go through all this
right.
stuff about it. You know, that's all there is to it.
To me, wow, man, all this kind of bull junk that me and you just got through discussing, to me, that don't bring no controversy to the game. Bothering
right.
a man why he's testing and he's telling you he's testing, and you instead of trying to race him and make yourself look good and get all on the camera, trying to say you pumped them out, and this and that and this. I mean, that's a bunch of garbage. Now, to me, that's the fakest person in the game when people do that. I don't care.
right about that, you know.
I think that makes the game worse. I really do. It don't bring no more controversy to the game. It takes, you know, you have to really not be sure yourself to be trying to race a man when he's down. That's showing what kind of character that you have. Really, you telling the whole world that you ain't hit no much of that yourself because you got to try to beat this man while he's down. And I guess the old saying is true. People do anything to get a win, won't they?
Yeah, they will. And then again, there are some people that they'll run a race and then they'll say, man, I could have done better if this and that hadn't happened, you know. So, you know, it's just human nature. That's all it is. People don't like to race. They don't like to lose. Nobody likes to lose.
No, no, I think you got a problem as a human being if you like to lose. But
right.
I was brought up playing sports, and I was very competitive. And my coach had to explain to me about the agony of defeat. That was something that I had to learn how to accept and deal with. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, just because you accept it, it don't mean that you like it. It still leaves a sour taste in your mouth. Would you agree, Wild Man?
Yeah, you're right. You know, but it comes down to you got to really like grudge racing to tell the story. You know, I hate to always use Willie Dawes because he's been around for so long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows all of the tricks to the trade and everything else. And he also knows how it is when you have a grudge and a rivalry against a person, you know. And I have raced Willie Dawes, and his car quit. But before I broke the beam going through the eighth of a mile, I backed all the way up. Because for me to win the race like that didn't mean nothing. You understand?
There you go.
So, you know, when you lay down a punk out money and you're just laying it down and you have no intentions on racing the person, or you're more interested in getting that little punk out money than actually racing it, then you got a problem. And, you know, I always serve. See, and that's all
man,
I got to say.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. When I came to the East Coast and found out all this bullshit and propaganda when it comes to locking up a race, how you got to do this. We never did it like that, Mississippi. We locked it in. We got to the track and we raced.
Right.
And then most of the time we didn't lock it in until we got to the track. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this shit, it's a whole new ball game. This East Coast shit. It just makes you disgusted when it comes to trying to get a race. And then you got riding people that'll do anything to win that you got to keep your eye on when it comes to skipping a race. You gotta know the game that they play on the East Coast. Don't you hit trouble? Would you agree, Wild Man?
Yes, sir. You hit it. You hit it. You definitely hit it. Yep.
Well, do you think that's good for the game or bad for the game, Wild Man?
It depends on where you got the game at. You know, some people don't really. How many times have you been to the track and a person just talk and never race? Car is right there. Car never comes off the trailer.
I agree.
You know.
I agree about me. I agree.
So
in some cases, it's good to lock people up, and I agree with that too now. Because you got people like Butt Naked. You know, I hate to use him, but so far he showed it. He ain't going to go. He went one time. All the rest of the time he lied. So it would be good to lock a person like that in. I'm just using him as an example. I hope he don't think it's nothing personal because it's not. I'm just going on what has happened in the last couple months.
Now, tell me this. Did you go to the track just to run him, or did you go to the track to see if you could find some action?
I'm just speaking.
I didn't go to nobody, but
nigga locked in with a couple guys, and he never showed up.
Well, did he pay the punk out money?
One of them I know he did. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm going to leave it like that.
Well, see, that's a just.
I know he paid one of them.
If you got a guy that keeps saying he want to run you and he want to run you and he never shows up, and if he don't put in no punk out money, then you just pass on him. You know, what satisfaction is it to beat him?
Right. Right.
You know, just pass on him because he's playing with you.
Right.
And playing games is for kids, not for grown men. You just got to walk away.
Well, you know, and then again, I have to bring this situation up because it's the truth. It's simply the truth. The Lethal Weapon, Monte Carlo, we was locked in. We was locked in when he had a whole lot of problems. And I agreed to give him 6 months or whatever. And we also still that if anything happened to our car, he'll give us time to get our car back running and give us a race. So I spoke with him yesterday. So do you know that we still locked in $1,500 on $5,000 or better, the Lethal Weapon and the Gangsta Boots? We just gonna give each other a week in advance to whenever we decide to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you also I just thought about something. You know, a lot of times the lock in also comes from a man that's got to travel a long distance to run somebody.
That's true.
That's a guarantee that if he comes up there and you come up and say, "Well, I can't race you because." Then no problem. You pay the punk out money, and you know he go look for another victim. So see,
that's
you
true.
Know, it's, and see the punk out money come and all that come from people racing out of their little region, going somewhere else to race somebody. But you know what happened? Jackson is a classic example. Every Thursday night, all the players used to be there. They didn't have to lock in no race. Now they got to lock in a race. Why is that? They travel the same distance, take them the same amount of time, but now they got to talk all that mess and lock it in and everything else when they used to just go to the track. And if Tony Bynes was there, Tony Bynes would try to run Charles Green, Mo Green. And the grudge was they'd lock the money in there to race. They wouldn't lock it in earlier, or if they really wanted to lock it in, it got to the point where they'd call me, they'd call Willie Dog or somebody, and we run around all over town, Chris Mack, and we run to get the money before they get to the track.
Well, man, my reason for getting you on the show is because I want to hear your opinion and your ideals. What do we, as Grudge Inc. and the Grudge World, need to do to try to bring more action in 2013? Now, don't get me wrong, Wild Man. It's starting off good. But I want to know the ingredients to keep it going. So talk to me, Wild Man.
You got to stop calling up people saying, if you come to my show, I'll give you X amount of money for coming. If they're going to race somebody, let them go to the track and race somebody. If they need money, punk out money because they got to come so far, let them work it out amongst them. You know, I've always said that all this stuff can be stopped, but it only can be stopped by stop saying, "Wild Man, I'll give you," just giving you a figure. This figure don't mean anything. "I'll give you $2,000 to come to my track, you know, and you run somebody." Say, "Well, who can I run?" "Well, why don't you run Gangsta Boo?
Let me call Gangsta Boo. Quite naturally, if he call you and say, well, look, Wild Man's coming to my show. You want to run him? And quite naturally, you're going to say, yeah, but what am I going to get for coming to your show? Well, I'll give you $1,500. So then y'all get together and we lock in $1,000. Now I come to the track. I see you make a pass and it looked better than me. I say, well, hey, I'm locked in for $1,000. The track is giving me $2,000. I'm going to pay the punk out money and leave him the hell alone. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That should answer all your questions right there.
Okay, well, man, I appreciate your input. As always, too, I'm going to go to the phone lines and see who's been listening and paying attention. But before I do that, I'm sure the listeners and callers all around the world would like to know, is there anything else on your mind that you want to elaborate on? Or if so, feel free on this little show.
Look, you know, I am in the best of health. I would not let my health interfere with grudge racing. I did a lot of praying. My knees are sore, but like I said, I'm getting my act together, and I'm starting off where I left off. And I left off with the Chrysler 300, and I'm going to work my way back to the cheap one. And if you know what I mean, everybody know how this little black thing used to go down the track, used to make me so much little money, used to almost get me whipped. I got whipped one or two times. But like I say, nobody liked to lose. But everybody in the stands, they want a lot of money off of this little black 300. So it's coming back. All right, now I'm done with it. I'm going to keep on working and listening at the same time. I'm going to mute my phone.
No, man. While I got you on here, everybody, including me, and all the grudge world know that your personal great friend named Cold Killer.
Yes, sir.
Got a Jeep body that he done had a lot of work done to here and there in the months and years. They want to know, what can we expect of him this year?
Well, you know, he will run anyone, you know. So it's up to the individuals if they want to step up to the plate and run him. It ain't a big, you know. He will race. He will race in 2013.
So the car is ready.
It was ready like it was last year. Last year he was just building it. And people wanted him, but they were afraid of it. Because they didn't know if it was right or if it was just out there. That's what grudge racing is all about. Know your opponent. Don't jump on somebody that... That's right. Like I
so
used to
we
tell
will tell, be, we will see Cold Killer on the scene 2013, Wild Man.
Unless he sold it. If he sell it, you won't see him. Because, you know,
okay.
He might get to the point one day he might wake up and say to hell with it. He did it with his pro mod. Woke up one day and said to hell with it. Because he don't let grudge racing run him. I say he don't let grudge racing run him. Yep.
Right. I
man.
Understand that, too.
He's a good man, too.
I understand
Very
that.
Good man.
Well, we wanted to know, and so we got it live from you, Wild Man. And you got any encouraging words that you want to tell us to keep this grudge racing scene pumped up this year before you go, Wild Man?
Hey. If you think you got it, then flaunt it. And I can use examples after examples. I forget the man's the name that he named his car, but Chris Jones and his Malibu. When
Moneymaker told him he got 1-1, he thought his car was running good enough to beat Moneymaker, and he beat it. So pick your victims very carefully, because you never know when somebody new is stepping up in the game. Called Grudge Racing. And Willie Dog, you can take Old Smoke. And like I always say, people come up to me and say, wow, man, do you know how much people will pay for you and Willie Dog to have that race? And I say, the only thing is, Willie Dog will run me when he's ready, and I'll run him when I'm ready. And nobody else can even pay us or anything else. They can say they'll pay us this amount of money, but if we ain't ready, we ain't going to race. Because the satisfaction of me beating Willie Dog ain't in the money. It's in me crossing that finish line in front of him. And the same thing for him. So I'm working on the car. I'm going to listen because I know, like Willie Dog always say, may his soul, may God, you know, bless him and everything. I talk too much, but that's what I get paid for. It's my job. So I'm not going to, you can mute my phone if you want, and I'm working away.
Okay, Wild Man. We're glad to have you out there, and I appreciate you coming on my show, okay, man?
I thank you very much for having me on the show. And like I
said, Wild Man.
He's back. Got a new heart transplant, and that's for real.
All right, then, Wild Man. All right, Wild Man. I'm going to mute your phone, and I mean your mic, and I want you to mute your phone because you might want to jump in. If something come back to you you want to say, feel free to jump in, okay, Wild Man?
All right.
So mute your phone, Wild Man. We're not going to mute your mic.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Wild Man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a great legendary Wild Man, and I enjoyed this segment and what we talked about, and I want to hear what you all have to say and what you all think about how this stuff may be changing the game for the better, for the worse. So, Lady A, we're going to go to them phone lines. Let's get it popping, baby.
Okay. Kevin, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, folks?
Yeah.
Keep it moving, Lady A.
Okay, Kid, your mic is open.
Hello? Lady.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry that you heard me. Kid, your mic is open. Joe, did you hear me?
Yeah, keep it moving. Kid's not saying nothing.
Oh, okay. And that's it for right now.
Okay, well. Lady, we going to, right now, I'm going to take the time to do the upcoming events. I was so happy today that I overlooked the upcoming events. As you all know, I normally say those before I start the topic of the show. Well, I got so happy today, I overlooked them. So we're going to do upcoming events. We got April the 6th, All Roads Lead to Texas, Atomic Dog. We got April the 14th, WIT, 901 Bad Boys of Holly Springs. We got April the 26th, 27th, Bobby Wildchild and Grudge Inc. in Albany, Georgia. May the 4th, we got Mr. Downtown Ronnie Brown, Vidalston, Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Park. Him and Carkey got this thing they call 28 Gone Wild. And let me remind you, if any of the promoters, et cetera, is on the line and want to speak about your events, please hit the one button.
May the 18th, we got the G-Body Shootout at the Zoo. Cold Killer, Big Low, White Boys, Danye out of Chicago. It's going down, Grudge Inc., first year anniversary weekend. We're going to start it off with a little appetizer at the Zoo, May the 18th. And we're going to finish it and get the complete main course Sunday, May the 19th, Montgomery Motorsports Park. People and racers from all over the world. The world! Montgomery Motorsports Park, baby. It's going down. My New Orleans people going to be there. Big Claude's going to be there dancing that Mississippi song. He just a Mississippi man with them thongs on, with his cowboy boots. Everybody, the who's who, King Biz, Big Drag, Jimbo, Lil Tony, Wayne, White Trash, Detroit. Everybody is going to be in the house May the 19th, Montgomery Motorsports Park. Be there or you not nowhere. All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know how I set this thing down in a minute. It's done got hot in summer, too. Nobody don't have nothing to say. I think we done had a good show. You ain't always got to be long to have a good show. You ain't always got to be doing good when you're going long. Sometimes you can make it short and good. Ain't that right, lady?
Really, Joe?
Obviously, that was just a joke.
I know, but you do have some callers.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get them on, lady.
Big Will, your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
What's going on? I haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been?
Man, your show be too crowded to get on. I can't get on no show no more.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. My head just got about two more sizes bigger. You know it's already big now.
I know. Yeah, I've been trying to get in. Hanging in there, buddy, hanging in there. Just, you know, listen at the show. I enjoyed the show.
How do you like it, man? What you have to say about what we talked about, Will? You always give me some good feedback. I always have, and I miss that, man. You're going to have to start getting on here early, because one thing about you, you will speak up and voice your opinion and give the Grudge World some feedback. So we need more people like you, Will. You got to come on back, baby.
I'm trying to get there, buddy. I'll be trying to call in early. You get maybe sometime have Miss Audrey call me up and get me on the show.
Hey, man, you text me when you can't get on, okay?
All right, there you go. That sounds like a plan.
You text me, Father. Hey. But what you think about, you know, what we discussed it, though, Will? Did any of it grab your attention, though?
Yeah. And I'd go along with you guys, you know. Y'all was making sense. You know, it's right down Main Street. Everything sounds is copacetic.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest and let the Grudge World know about something that's going on? You know I'm looking forward to seeing y'all on the 18th, 19th weekend, Chill Will. I know you're coming. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you know you're right. Matter of fact, I'm coming that way. I'm going to be down at Witch Raid on the 14th.
I'll be there. We'll all be in Holly Springs. I will be
all
up
right
there.
And matter of fact, I think the opening date for 41 is opening up tomorrow. Everybody's gonna try to get to the track tomorrow. It's supposed to be 60 degrees.
Well, listen, man. Well, listen, I hate to interrupt you, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't Big Drag and the Beast lock up for Witch Race in Holly Springs, April 14th?
Nah, I really can't say. I don't know.
That's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, okay. That'd be good. We can celebrate
you know, God's
together.
Yeah, God's good. If I live to April 14th, yeah, that'll be my birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday, early happy birthday. I'll see you there, and maybe I'll buy you one of them cool waters you like.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. But you, that's all you have to say? You don't have nothing else to say?
No, no. I just want to speak to you, you and Miss Archer. That's all. Hey, Drag ain't on the line. Maybe we can get him on and find out what's, is that race locked in?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. That's right. Lady A, is Drag on the line? If not, get him on. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to find out about that because I don't know if anybody has any information on that. Would somebody text me? I really would like to know. Wouldn't you, Chill Will?
I surely would because I know it'd be a good time then.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard the Drag and the Beast was locked up for Holly Springs, April the 14th. And you know what? Huh. By me being such a good host, I'm going to get that confirmed tonight before I get off
there
this show.
Now, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what these shows are about.
I'm going to get that confirmed. I mean, what kind of host would I be if I didn't get that confirmed? And with the 901 Bad Boys on, Lady A, they don't get them on because I'm pretty sure he can tell us. Because the Grudge Word want to know, so.
There you go.
And I want to know also.
And I want to know, when is the Gangsta Boo going to debut?
You know what, man? I'm going to surprise my brother and get him on the line right now. Hold on, y'all. Let me call him and get him on three-way.
Joe, I had Drag on.
You got a Drag on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
What's going on, man?
What's happening there,
bro?
What up, Joe?
Man, listen, we in the Grudge World have heard that you and the Beast has locked up for Holly Springs, April 14th. And we want to know if that's true, man.
No, we talked about running, but we didn't lock it in. And I'm not going to run my car Holly Springs over there. We can't stop the car over there from what I'm understanding. I talked to a couple people about it, but no, we can't. We ain't gonna take that chance. That's what I'll say. You know, it's kind of a risk.
Okay, you talking about with the little short
return? Right, with the shutout.
Yeah,
with the shutout. With the shutout.
Yeah, with the shutout. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, good. A darn good track. I wish we could. I wish they did have some a little bit more shutout, but I just can't take that gamble. You know.
Well, like I was telling Chill Will and the Grudge where I would be a bad host if I didn't find out if you all had locked it up or not.
Well, we talked about it, but we never made nothing concrete. But
I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility that this may go down May the 19th, Montgomery Motorsports Park?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I got to talk back with Certified, you know, we haven't talked personally. We talked no more than going back and forth on the radio with him and Jay, but I'm in the process of doing some things right now. We're going to be shaking down next weekend, so we got to see where we at, and from there we'll be able to say yay or nay when we're going to run or when we're not, when we can't run.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. If the race takes place, Certified is going to be spraying his car head up race, and you on the motor. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Chill Will.
Yeah.
Chill
yes,
Will.
Sir. Yeah.
I got the big fella here. If there's anything else you want to ask him, feel free.
Hey, Greg, you coming out tomorrow?
What, 41?
Yeah.
I probably can, because it ain't like I got nothing to do.
Okay. I was just wondering. We might need to shake it down and get some testing in.
Not with my car. I'm gonna be testing next in the week of the 5th. I'm going to be testing, and I'll come over to 41 just to watch, you know, just to look around and stuff like that. If you guys going to take your car, I'll come over there for sure.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. Maybe I'll go with you when you test on the 5th. We can tune up together.
Yeah, there ain't no problem, but I'm gonna,
That's like 11-hour drive where I'm going.
Well, I get somebody to drive for me. You know, I can't make it.
No, you ain't going to drive for 45 minutes. So if you need a joke that's going to drive 10 hours and 15 minutes.
So, but all seriousness, Rack, we can get ready to see some action out of the pro stock Camaro.
Yeah, soon. All is well, soon, right? That's all I got to tell you is I'm getting ready. We finally done broke our weather over here, so it's been in the 40s and 50s around here, you know, so we can at least do a little work and get the cars ready to go somewhere. You know, I figure we can go to St. Louis or somewhere within that area, which ain't more than 5 hours. We can get some testing done.
Well, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question because I know your car is all on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that you're letting the back half car spray and shoot everything he got, no matter how many kids he got. Is it fair to say that you're not scared of no back half out here on the motor?
Well, you know, I would just have to say, Joe, I got to run them because, you know, with what I got and what they got, you know, I just don't think you can take no back half car with no nitrous on our rummy, you know. That's remains to be seen.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, I'll try any back half car on nitrous, you know. I ain't trying to stipulate nothing on them. Ain't no stipulation. I'm going to try them, and when I get all the way right, when I know I'm right, I'm going to try a lot of them other guys that's been trying to run me with nitrous, you know. But I got to make sure I'm right first, Joe.
This is it.
And I like to say, for all the guys that said that this girl, big boys ain't been racing and we ain't doing nothing, see, they don't live in Chicago or they don't live in the Midwest. So we can't do no racing unless we drive minimum 10, 12 hours. You know what I'm saying? So for them to say that, they don't even know our situation. You know, now the weather's breaking and getting better, we will be around the race. But what we want to offer them is an invitation to come over here and race us instead of us have to go all the way over there all the time.
That makes a lot of sense, big fella.
Yeah. So if they feel like us Midwest boys ain't doing that, and I'm speaking about all my Midwest friends, you know, Detroit, I'm talking about Indiana, I'm talking about Wisconsin, I'm talking about Ohio, all of us are just getting to the point where we'll be able to get to a drag strip, and it'll be another month before we'll be able to get on a track that's decent enough to hold the caliber cars that we have. So, you know, just give us a little time like we gave y'all. You know, they've been racing since the end of January. Give us a little time. We're going to race. But if y'all feel like, you know, y'all wants to run us so bad, then come over here on our turf and run us.
Okay.
Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
That's Chicago.
That's what I'm talking about. You see, you asked him where y'all locked in. He explained it to you. He didn't say he was scared. He said that his car couldn't stop on that track. That's supposed
right.
to be good enough, you know. And then you asked him, why is he giving back half cars what he's giving, you know, running? And like he said,
right.
that he talked about that particular car.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at cars. He knows, you know, what cars he think he can beat. Not that he know, but he think he can beat. And remember I told you, Mississippi Joe, grudge racing is a sport of gentlemen. Now, you
yeah.
just heard one. You just heard one. He explained everything. He explained everything. You know,
oh,
even the smart. Everything. You know.
Yeah, that's why I be so direct with Drag. If y'all notice, I be so direct with Big Drag because he's so informative that I want to get what he know out in the grudge world. I want y'all to hear him. So that's why I'm so direct and so particular when I'm talking to him. Did you
Man,
notice that?
They're about racing. That's what it is.
Right.
Ain't about all
right.
that talking crazy and carrying on, you know.
y'all hold what y'all got. Y'all stay there. And real quick, I got the Godfather and Gadget waiting, and I want to get them in. So, Lady A, would you please open both of their mics up and let's hear what they got to say, please?
Of course. Now, Godfather is gone. I'm going to see if I can find him, but Gadget, your mic is open.
Gadget, how you doing?
This ain't Gadget, man. This the Mississippi Nightmare. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Clark? What's going on, Bo? I know you heard me talking about that earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, man. I was at the barber shop, just got in. I knew that the show was full, Joe, so you know I called to get in on Gadget line. I hear you got Wild Man, Big Drag. How everybody doing, man?
I just dropped the coat, and I'm hoping it went all the way to the floor.
Clark, man, we just been touching some highlights, and I was just explaining to everybody that I would be a sorry host if I didn't find out that Big Drag and the Beast was locked up for Holly Spring, and Drag come on and explain to everybody that he don't think he's going to be able to stop his car in Holly Springs, and that's smart, and, you know, so Drag saying that it's a possibility that the race may happen on the 19th at Montgomery.
I know Big Drag, he was hyped up last night and ready to go in on the Beast, and the Beast gonna get some action. He's going to get what he's looking for, Joe. You know, he's going to get exactly what he's looking for. Right now, he's beating his chest because it's early in the season. And, you know what I'm saying, by mid-season, man, it's going to sound like you just had a funeral, I promise.
Hey, that's what I'm telling everybody, Big Clark. Racing season is just starting, man.
Right.
Just hold on to your pants. If y'all think these grudging killers ain't coming and y'all think we won't race, for all y'all who think we won't race, y'all heard Big Fella, we coming to a theater near you. Is that not right, Big Clark?
Oh, yeah, that's correct, Joe. You couldn't say it best. You know, that is correct. And I think a lot of them know that. You know, right now, you know, I mean, you said something a little while ago that made a lot of sense. You know, when a man is not ready and a man is down, you have a lot of people tend to beat on their chest because they're trying to make themselves look good. But, you know, once everybody got oil pressure, again, you're going to think we got a fair and not a racetrack.
Boy, you ain't lying, Clark.
Yeah, so.
You ain't lying.
That's the way it's going to go, man. I mean, it's going to be good. Like you said, 2013 has already jumped out to be a hell of a year. And, you know, I've heard all the legendary guys say over and over, it's probably going to be one of the best years of grudge races. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, my new team is excited. You know, I was talking to my teammate a little while ago, and I'm telling you, man,
Hold on, Clark. Let me interrupt you. Why don't you tell the Grudge World, okay, some of them haven't heard who your new partner is, and, you know, elaborate on it a little bit. You got the flow, big guy. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, it's no secret anymore. Everybody pretty much know that me and Nod have teamed up with Jim Marino and the teams out of Florida. So, you know, we all will be out real soon. And everybody already pretty much know what they expect to see when we hit the floor. So, you know, it's gonna be hell to pay, Joe. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm really excited, but I'm trying to maintain, you know what I'm saying, and not get too excited. And I'm just gonna wait and let everybody see what's gonna happen, man.
Well, let me ask you a question, Clark. As time gets closer, is it hard for you to not be excited? Because it's definitely hard for me, man. And I just want to know, am I the only one feeling like this?
Well, no, you're not the only one, man. I mean, you know, every day to go by, you get very excited. But, you know, when that time comes, you know, the wait will be worth it, Joe. That's all I can tell all the fans. and all the guys that are waiting to see it. The wait will be worth it. I promise you that, man.
Well, and I believe it. I do believe it.
Yeah, so, you know, as of right now, we got a lot of good racing coming up. A lot of good racing. I mean, you already touched on the 18th and the 19th Grudge Inc. anniversary. You got Bobby Wildchild, 26 and 27. You know, I mean, it's a lot of good racing is coming up, man. And I can't wait, bro.
Yeah, I'm excited too because I notice how people are jumping at Drag and you and the Gangsta Boo and everybody, Stunner and everybody else because we're down right now. But let's see how many gonna jump when we show up on the scene and we say we did right. That's what
well,
I want all these videographers to be around. That's what
I can pretty much answer that question, Joe. I mean,
I just told you
what it's gonna be like. It's gonna be like a damn funeral, man. You know.
Well.
It's gonna...
Yeah. So if anybody move, it's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing. You can believe that, Clark.
Yeah. Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. You know. I know y'all can't wait to get that real gangsta out and let it do what it do. You know, I had a little kid come up to me the other day, man, and they was talking about that situation. They was talking about the Gangsta Boo, and he said he heard about the Gangsta Boo too. And and you know what his daddy told me, he said it's only one real merchandise. Anything that's named afterwards is a knockoff. So, you know. Hey, man, look. I looked at that little kid.
I had to walk off and laugh,
man. I said, damn, these little kids are more bad than we give them credit for, you know. But that's exactly what you said. He said the other game's a bullet of a knockoff. I said, damn. You know?
Yes, sir.
You know, so,
yeah.
You know, we waiting for everything to come out and you know, we're looking forward to y'all coming back out, man, and doing y'all thing, so.
Clark, I'm excited, man.
Big Clark.
Hey, what's
up,
man?
All right, this is Rob, man. You know, I think you know, racing is like that. You know, you got to go and do what you feel you must do in order to be successful. You know,
that's true.
And I know that it's a bunch of good guys that you're now affiliated with. You know, but sometimes it's got to be like that. That's what grudge racing is all about.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, Mr. Wild, man. I'm gonna tell you, you know how when you do certain things, man, it just feel right to you. You know, you know it's the right decision. You know, and I mean,
yeah.
You know that's the way I feel right now, man. You know, some things you do in life, you go through in life, and you find out, you know, that it just wasn't your best interest. So. You know, but when you make a decision after the fact, then I mean, and you just feel it. You feel it in your body, man, that it's just the right decision. That's the way I feel right now. Man, I can't wait to get out, have some fun, kick some ass, and keep going, man. I mean, I just can't wait to do it.
Well, you know, I had to do the same thing. I had to part company with my blood, my grandson, and my godson, you know, because...
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going the right way for me.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes we got to make a decision and hope that we made the best decision.
I should say
and pray that we made the best decision. That's all we can do.
That's right. But you know, when, like I say, you know, when you've made a decision and you can feel it and you feel that it's the right decision, I mean, man, you know it. I mean, you know, it's just the inner instinct. It's going to let you know, man. So, you know, I'm happy with it. A lot of my brothers are happy for me. And my new team is just as happy to have me as I am to have them, you know. So,
and the ones that aren't happy with it are the ones that you don't even need them around you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, those are the people, man, that I forget about, you know, are the ones that we all know them to be as haters, you know. So, you know, I don't look to carry none of them with me, man. I hope you leave all of them behind me.
But I do know that not, man, you got a good guy there.
Oh, man, he's a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying? Me and him been talking a lot here lately. Man, I mean, I can just tell you, you know, me and him share the same interests. We like to win, and that's what you want, you know? That's what you want, so, you know.
Between him and Cold Killer, I think them are the two best guys in grudge racing. I think a lot of both of them.
Oh, yeah. They're a great group of guys, man. Like I say, now I'm with a real team now. I'm with a real team, and these guys like to win, man. They like to win. You know, it ain't just about the money, stepping over each other and trying to see who's gonna get the most out of a dollar. You know,
right.
It's about winning. It's about winning
right.
with these guys, and that's what we here to do, man.
And Clark, and something else I can add to that. I know what y'all got in common, too. Another thing, both of y'all love to race. Nah, I love to race. You love to race. Nah, I love to travel. You love to travel. So it should be a beautiful thing, man.
You know, we were talking about locking in. I seen that man come to a race that cost him, and he didn't have a race locked in.
Well, one thing about it, I've been, like I said, man, we've been doing a lot of talking. And, man, I'm going to tell you something, Joe. I know I'm wild, and I be ready to go to a motherfucker head within a heartbeat. Man, listen, I don't think I got nothing on Nard.
No, man, you ain't worried about how I'm going to be.
Hey, man, he way quicker to go to a motherfucker head than I am. I mean, you can't do all that talking. He ready to lock your ass in and let it go to your ass. So I love that about it. I love that.
Yeah, you're right. That's him.
That's right.
Clark, if y'all do the right thing, get that nightmare right. Because you want to be competitive and on top of your game. Get it down in. Y'all going to be hard to mess with, bottom line.
Well, one thing about it, Joe, all I can tell you, all I can tell you, the necessary steps have been taken, and the rest of it is going to be history, buddy. Just watch what I tell you.
Well, Mississippi Joe, my phone is going dead, and thanks for having me on the show, and I feel like this was my show.
Yeah, wild man, don't you go nowhere yet, though. I'm just standing by waiting. Don't you go nowhere yet.
Okay, well, the
go
battery,
ahead, come on in now, Godfather.
Low battery.
I'm just sitting back being malleable, and I was just going to say one thing. Good evening to you, Wild Man, Big Clark, Mississippi Joe. All y'all are reading my modern night. I had too many people hitting the one, but, you know, everybody kind of respect Wild Man because he is the godfather of the grudge talk, so maybe they didn't want to come in there and disrespect Wild Man because, you know, we get a little rough for Wild Man. But Wild Man said some good stuff, but I still think y'all should have had somebody else to be on the other side to answer that, though. Because Wild Man, like he said, I think I might have did invented that lock it in stuff. But Wild Man know I come to the doggone track and run for $20. So he know that lock in stuff don't mean nothing to me. But like he said, a lot of guys, the reason I said lock in, they'll go out there and test their car. I go test, which I don't test. I come off the trailer, and they see a guy make a good pass, and then they bag out. So that's why, you know, it's good to have some lock in money. But believe me, I'm going to tell you like this here. And I told Big Clark, and I talked to him, I like the way Big Clark talking, and then the way he's saying it and the way I'm saying it all the time, too. I don't give a damn if I'm racing my mama. I won't run any damn bite out there, and I ain't looking for Gadget. Gadget told me he ain't ready yet, so really, it ain't a matter of him being ready. It's a matter of him scared of me. But I'm going to leave him alone. I ain't going to bother him until he say he ready. I'm going to wait till he say he ready. So I ain't looking for Gadget. But I go down on anybody ass out there, that's including Wild Man, too. And don't y'all think I won't. I'm going to say something right here to make Mississippi Joe fall out of his goddamn chair. I drive a goddamn gangster boot. All I want to do is kick somebody's ass. If you give me something to drive, I do the rest, goddammit. I'm listening to y'all.
Hey, dog, before I go, my battery running low. But now, did I tell the truth when I said I backed all the way from turning that light on an eighth of a mile back all the way back to run you?
Yeah, we did that. Well, see, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
When
we
want to
race, we're going to race. You're right. I messed up the first time, then you messed up and went all the way down, and I waited on you, and you backed all the way back from the eighth of a mile to run.
And I got my butt whipped.
Well, you know, I was going to do that anyway. That's routine. I normally got an 80% butt whipping percentage there.
But hold up now, Godfather. I want you to speak on that then, because I think a lot of this shit that goes on now is just bullshit, Godfather.
Like, well, no, I'm going to say it like I said. It ain't, Joe. Back in the day, like when Wild Man was saying, back in the day, everybody had plenty of money, so we could come to the track and afford it, not have a locked-in race. But now people want to come now. I mean, you know, to have a locked-in race. Like I said, I go to track anyway. I try to get me a locked-in race, but if I don't, I'm going to go anyway. Wherever I'm going to go anyway. But having a locked-in race, ain't nothing wrong with that now because of the economy, man. A lot of people are doing that because of the economy.
Now, I agree to some people, right? I agree with
that. Well, see, Joe, I got the reason I wanted to come on here, I wanted to jump on you and Wild Man both, because both of y'all are hypocritical. Because you know damn well, if you didn't have a locked-in race, the gangster boot didn't move.
Godfather, I don't want to talk too much, but y'all just keep an eye on it and see how things be different with everything this year.
What I'm saying is, Joe, I ain't fault you for it. What I'm just trying to say is, I mean, it costs money to move these cars. Just like Clark was saying, it costs money to move these cars. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe, just like Clark and Nard, like Wild Man said, that's a good team. Because them suckers will travel to do something. But it's always a little cushion to at least get you some lock-in money. So if a joker don't run you, at least you got some gas money.
And I agree to Wild Man when he brought that back up to that. Because I even brought up, I use Butt Naked, for example, if you were listening. Is that not right, dog?
Well, that was a perfect example. I'm trying to say, you see, it's people like that. If a guy keep running, talking about him, like you said, I'm like you. I ain't talking about him. If he keep talking, and then you gonna show up at a damn track, and every time he show up, he don't run or don't bring his car, don't even come at all. Damn right, you lock him in to get some punk out money or some shit. But like Wild Man said though, we go to Jackson. You know, you don't have to lock up because me and Stage lock up $20 and go. I'm going anyway. If they there, I'm going down on somebody's ass, and I don't care who ass I go down on. That's one thing about me. I'll be with you today, and the next 10 minutes, I go down on your ass, because all I want to do is race, and that's what it's about. If everybody had that more sense like that, it'll be more racing. I mean, all this buddy-buddy shit and all that. If you can't race your buddy, who the hell can you race? I'd rather race my buddy than race a joke I don't know nothing about and beat him, and then he, what, they want to whoop my ass because I done whooped him?
Well, I use the example how Real Tree still gave us time to get our car ready because we gave him all that time, and we still locked in $1,500 on 5,000.
Right. That's right. That's true.
And I talked to Will Tree the other day. He just said he want a week's notice. That's it.
Well, now, you out about that, though. Wild Man, you still there, Wild Man?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, let Wild Man go ahead, because Wild Man, I know how them phones go dead. Mine went dead the other night, then. I just wanted to say, though, like I said, Wild Man is the godfather of this grudge talk, and he know back in the day, me and him used to go on his damn show. Me and him used to talk for 2 or 3 hours, just me and him, until he got popular. Then he got real popular, and he forgot about the old dog. But anyway, old dog still right here kicking. They call me Bitch.
Now, dog know better than that. Almost every time I open my mouth, dog is in the conversation, in the subject, one way or the other. You know, he is the man that I love to hate. You know.
Well, ain't no problem. I'll be glad when you work your way back up to that cheap thrill. I ain't going to bother the 300, because, like I said, we was brothers on the 300. We was always making mud on that. Everybody didn't know you had sneaked that notches on there.
Now, see, that's why I say I love to hate him. Now he telling everybody.
Now, Wild Man, everybody been caught up now, Wild Man.
Well, Wild Man, everybody in the grudge world know, if you want a secret to be kept, tell dog, it will not get out.
Hey, Joe, you don't know why I did that. Wild Man know why I did that. Back in the day, didn't nobody know about Wild Man. They thought Wild Man was honest. See, Wild Man coming there like he was a church-going man. Shit, Wild Man was the worst joke at the track, man.
I'm going to tell y'all this story, then I'm going to go. It was a little guy at the track, and he said he had a Ford Harley-Davidson truck, and he was going to run me in Orangeburg to 300. I said, okay. He said, you ain't got no nitrous or nothing on it. I said, no. I'm down there warming up the nitrous bottle. This great big guy come riding up on a mini bike and go, aha! And ever since then, me and him have been friends for life. And I bet you nobody can figure out who he is. He had a Pro Mod Ford Mustang that couldn't get down the track.
Well, go on.
Mario.
Oh, Mario, okay.
But he
okay, Mario.
He would try to sneak one on me with that truck because it had all kind of stuff on it.
Well, Wild Man, I'm about to go back then and do something, see, because I like to keep it real, though. Y'all might mute me out or kick me off the show, but I got to keep it real now. You told a lie about Cold Killer. Well, nobody's scared of Cold Killer now. You said everybody was scared of Cold Killer's G-Body. Well, nobody's scared of Cold Killer's G-Body.
No, I didn't say the G-Body. I said... Yes, I did say the G-Body.
Yes, you goddamn did say the G-Body. You said the G-Body. Somebody, oh, he ain't gonna break out. Shit,
right.
It wasn't no damn body scared of G-Body. Just like I'm gonna say it again, and Tony Bryan might get mad about me, too. Yeah, now I'm mad. Now, he named that weak ass goddamn car the Gangsta Boo, too. That son of a bitch can't get out of his own goddamn way.
Well, hey, dog, you was over there pumping him up, talking about. Like the famous words of Mississippi Joe, nobody move, nobody get hurt. I said, look at
that. I was just finna say it again, but you ain't never heard me say nothing about that damn Gangsta Boo 2 was a goddamn killer. You ain't never heard me say that.
No, you just feeding Ball's ego. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's gonna make him race and get
out.
No,
I ain't feeding Ball's ego, because tomorrow, y'all need to be listening in down in Red Springs. He locked in and run that Camaro with Dillinger, and I got a feeling they're gonna knock Dillinger completely out. And then he said, well, I'll run in with the Gangsta Boo, too. And whoever he run with the Gangsta Boo, too, if they any kind of tough, he's going to get knocked the hell out again. So y'all need to be on standby, red alert, because Red Springs tomorrow, Tony Bryan might get knocked out again.
Well, now, dog, I'm going to tell you the truth. If he don't whoop Gangsta with that Gangsta doo-doo, he needs to burn that motherfucker up.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, then. You might want to hold the match, then.
How about you don't think he's going to whoop Gangsta?
The only way he whooped Gargantua, with anything besides Dillinger is goddamn Gargantua mess up. Now, Gargantua can mess up, too, though, because they ain't got no goddamn good team. They tuna, and their team ain't worth a damn. But if they goddamn make that damn trip, they going to goddamn it put some distance on the Gangsta Boo, too.
Damn. He might well say that shit if he doesn't whoop Gargantua. Now, I'm just being honest.
But no, you can't do that, because a lot of people are sleeping on Gargantua. Gargantua got a hell of a car. He just don't know what he's doing with it.
So you telling me he like Stunner? If he get that thing right, it's going to be trouble.
Well, no, he ain't like Stunner, because Stunner dumbass could win with his test passes if he wasn't so goddamn it picky. If he wasn't such a bitch picky, he could go out there on his test passes and whoop the average motherfuckers he's trying to race. He just so damn picky.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for him when he bring that thing back now.
Is Big Claw still on the phone? Big Claw?
I'm here, dog.
Yeah, I just want to know, like I said now, the only thing I hate about Big Claw is I love the way he acts, and I'm going to be honest. Now, that's the way you're supposed to act. I just hope he can bag that shit up, though, because if he can't bag it up, I'm going to be the first one to dive in on his ass. But what he's doing right now, I love what he's doing right now. I love it.
Hey, dog. Dog. Get what I heard today.
What
that? I heard this, my partner said, if goddamn if he tell you a duck can pull a truck, goddamn go hook him up.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you what a motherfucker told me. Like motherfucker, I think Realtree said, he said if I tell you shit in sweetened coffee, put it in there.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I'm gonna tell you all this. I did talk to Realtree yesterday. And he said the reason why he ain't picking on Tony Washed Up Eyes is because he just done had a rough year.
I ain't gonna call him washed up and all that now. You can't call him that. What you gotta really realize right now, if you know racing, people just done caught the fuck up now. That's what done happened. People done caught
up. That's right, dog. That's right.
And if you got shit, your shit gonna run like shit. You got to have a competitive car. If you've been hearing me, I've been saying that things change, people change, everything change. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah, you said that, though. You said that. But, Joe, I'm going to get on your ass, too, now, Joe. I'm going to get on your ass, too. God damn it, when you come back, you can't afford to even make a close race. If you don't come back and slap the shit out of everybody you run, your ass going to be in the goddamn fire, too, because you got to prove yourself when you come back, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, like I said, I ain't got a chance.
Huh?
What's that?
They even try you with old smoking if you don't whip everybody.
Why, man, be quiet. You just tried to get me off your ass. I'm just waiting. You trying to keep me off your ass.
Right. We ain't done nothing lately in the grudge world. We ain't done nothing lately. But, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. I think that Clark said it was best. It's going to be something to see. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, see, Big Clark, like everybody was saying, I heard Wild Man say it. Big Clark got... They got a good goddamn team on. I'm gonna say it like this here. They got a damn good team on paper, but we still gotta put that shit on the track. See, just like when I was telling y'all and y'all, when I kept on bragging, y'all thought I was just trying to be funny. When I was talking about the Gangster Boo, I said nobody right now. If the Gangster Boo never got wrecked, I still don't think nobody out there, nobody as of right now. Whooped the Gangster Boo. But the Gangster Boo still hadn't even goddamn it took his damn coat off. He just was out there racing, running a race with his coat still on. He hadn't even took his coat off yet.
Hey, dog. Let me tell you one thing.
Talk to me, Clark. Talk to me.
When you get ready to build that 5,000 square foot house, what's the first thing you do?
You got to have a good goddamn foundation.
You got to bag up and fold in.
What you got to do, Clark?
You need a good goddamn blueprint.
Well, that's the same thing, a foundation. That's what I'm saying. That's
okay.
Your foundation.
Now you're going to draw the blueprint.
Oh,
no,
you're
going
to draw it up
and
see where you're going to put it and everything. Then you're going to lay your foundation. That's what you're saying?
There you go.
Listen to what I just said then. I say on paper, y'all got a hell of a motherfucking team. But see, I keep saying what they have now, the bar been raised so high now, every damn body come out here got to be ready to that. The bar been raised like a motherfucker.
There you go,
hey,
dog.
It's been proven already, dog. You know, everybody know last year, you know, I had a hell of a run with the car. And you know what I was working with last year. I mean, it ain't no secret. Hell, everybody knows. But it wasn't even a damn computer on the car. It was old school tooling on there. Old school shit on the car.
You know I know what you're talking about. But I'm going to say it again.
Everybody
save face and be a man. I don't care how tough you is. I don't care who you was. You got to come back and do it. Just like my mother, I'm surprised. I'm mad at Joe right now because he didn't even give his boy old Trey One some props. Trey One was so goddamn happy he went out there and won a race. Goddamn it, I thought he had hit the goddamn lottery with that goddamn old Malibu he got.
Okay, no. This is also what we're saying. When you come to do a job, there's only one way to do it, right? And that is to do it, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I told you, goddamn, we're going to come and do it, and you can mark me for that.
Hold on. Didn't I tell you I'm your best? Right now, I'm cheerleading Big Clark. You my hero, as Pro Stock Joe would say, but we don't worry about him. But anyway, you my hero for us talking the shit the way you're supposed to. You talking the shit you're supposed to talk. All I'm telling you is, goddamn, you better make sure you can back it up, goddamn.
Trust me. Trust me, goddamn. I'm going to do it. It's going to be just like we're changing clothes. I'm going to keep trying them on until they fit, goddamn, if I don't. But you best
believe. Right now, people
ain't
saying it right now. Ain't nobody worried about no racing. The world right now racing revolves around two fucking people. That's you and Mississippi Joe. Everybody in the world waiting to see what y'all gonna do. The world is sitting waiting. The world is revolving around y'all two motherfuckers.
Put that kind of damn pressure on us. What you mean, man?
That's all they waiting on, Joe. You and Mississippi Nightmare. That's all they waiting on. They waiting to see. Those are the ain't no more racing in the world. That's what they don't want to say it. Even people on this phone right now, they know it. They just want to see. And just like somebody said, you got 50% hoping you get fucked up, and you got the other 50% hoping you do good. So that way you got all them motherfuckers when the gates open.
Well, I think that, dog.
There you go.
I'm one of them. I can't wait to see what both of you motherfuckers are going to do. I swear for God, I can't sleep sometimes thinking about this shit, man. I can't wait to see
it. All I can tell you Godfather. I'm going to have to let you sum it up. You're going to do a show about this motherfucker. I guarantee you that. And I'm through with that.
I'm a damn sure do it. I'm a goddamn sure do it. I'm gonna try to do it. I don't give a damn if I gotta stay on the air 20 hours. I'm gonna be right there whenever y'all come out to debut them motherfuckers. I hope I can do it.
I just got through telling Clark that I'm trying. Is it hard? I asked him a question. I said, Clark, is it hard for you not to be excited? And he answered me on live air. He said, yeah, it's hard, Joe. Well,
dog,
I'm trying not to be excited.
Well, Joe, I'm gonna be honest with you. You're doing a damn good job not trying to be too excited, but every now and then you lose it. But Clark doing the right thing, that's anybody. That's even when your car broke and you almost got it fixed. You can't help but to be excited. If you say you ain't excited, you're telling a damn lie.
That's right. I'm trying to do good because I know the garage world is going to really see something. Boy, I just, let me get off this. All right, y'all go ahead, you and Clark talk.
But now, if Clark didn't come out there and slap the shit out to write somebody, we got to close all the shows down for a week. Because between him and Nod, man, that's worse than goddamn Mr. Five Speed, man.
Man, it's going to be rough. But you know what? It's going to be great for the game, though, Godfather.
It's great for the game now. See, it's a lot of anticipation right now, man. And like I said, as long as we ain't fighting, but we can fight, as long as we fighting, racing, fighting, it's good, man. People waiting. They waiting, boy. Hey, but two motherfuckers they waiting on, though. Now, you can open the lines up right now and ask people. And they're ready to talk now. They'll tell you. They don't give a fuck about nobody else. All they want, they don't even want to see, but they ain't thinking about Big Greg or nobody. They want to see the Mystery and the Nightmare. They want to see, goddammit, the Gangsta Boo. Only because that was the main thing everybody was talking about was Tony Vine was involved in both of them. And we know we got history. We got friction. But everybody waiting to see what's going to be the outcome. If you don't believe it, open the lines up, and I bet you everybody say the same shit.
I think Big Clark can agree with me. You know, we're going to let the past be the past. We pressing on.
No, we ain't fighting, Joe. We ain't fighting. I'm just telling you the truth, though.
But I don't think Big Clark is the kind of competitor that would still be in the same spot where he was when he left off.
No. Everybody just want to see whether they're going to be better or whether they're going to fall down, with or without Tony Bynes, because that's the question. Did Tony Bynes make, just like you were saying on one of your shows, Tony Bynes didn't make the Gangsta Boo made him. But Tony Bynes was already made. He's already made, but he did need the Gangsta Boo to keep them other motherfuckers off his ass. But that's what I mean by that, Joe. It ain't really bad. They just want to see, is it going to be good or better? And that's what everybody want to see, because controversy sells, and that is controversy.
Right, and you know, I know what Tony's doing, and I already told my brother, you know, I know what he's trying to do, but, you know, I ain't got to discuss it on my house. Clark know what he's trying to do, I mean, but, you know, hey.
God damn it, just go and say he's trying to get a backhand G-bot or something, God damn it, get on y'all ass. That's what he's doing, just say it, shit.
Man, he can't, I'm going to be quiet. Yeah, whatever. Hey, man, like I say,
ain't nothing wrong with them trying to goddamn whoop your ass. You want somebody. If you out there to try to whoop somebody's ass, you want somebody out there. You got to have somebody to race.
Yeah, that's right. I want him to try. Him and Cowboy. You know, I've been wanting to shut Cowboy mouth up. He always hollering this and hollering that. When we get through with his ass, he going to go somewhere and look sick.
But what about if he do something to your ass, though?
Hey, man, I'm telling you this, dog. You're going to make me tell the truth.
That's what I want you to do, Joe. That's the only way I want to hear it. God damn it. Because it can go both ways. He might put some on your head.
Ain't no G-body going to whoop this motherfucker unless it don't make the trip. Now, you better believe that.
Well, making the trip is all part of getting your ass whooped or not. Now, Dave, you can't use that excuse.
Well, no. I'm just telling it like it is. Because anybody can lose if something happens. That's part of the grudge game.
But that's what I'm saying, but you can't say if we make the trip. That's a cop out there. You can't say if we make the trip, because goddammit, that was supposed to be out there. You're a bad motherfucker. You better make the trip then.
No, I'd be crazy to get up here and say we're going to win all our races and I know anything can happen. But what you're saying is
the only ones you're going to lose is if you don't make the trip. If you don't make the trip and lose, that means you still lost. Now, you might say, didn't nobody whoop your ass because you didn't make the trip, but you still lost the race.
That's what I'm saying. If we make the trip, we're not going to lose, man. Now, I'm saying that. If we make the
here shortly.
Hear that dog, now shut up. Lay down, somebody.
Now you see what I mean? Now see, that go gadget, a motherfucker that can't bust an egg fucking with me. Bitch, you got the fucking back tie. If you don't, be quiet. I told you I wasn't bothering you. That's why I keep bothering you, because I told you I ain't at you. You say you ain't got no hard pressure. No, motherfucker, you ain't got no hard pressure. You motherfucker, you don't got no hard.
Better leave
my mic.
Lock that motherfucker in. I come to fucking Mississippi tomorrow.
Hey, they just meet in my mind.
I come to motherfucking Mississippi tomorrow. I'm on the trailer right now. All I got to do is I come to fucking Mississippi tomorrow. All you got to do is lock in 500 on 1,000 or better. I come anywhere in fucking Mississippi you want me to come.
I'm
going to
be the DP, man. What cars y'all running?
I'm running Smokey. Against the Nova.
Damn.
I'm loading on the fucking trailer right now.
Hey, Zal.
Yeah.
Hey, just mute my mic, man. I'm done.
Okay, see, and now, hold on, Joe. Then tell Gadget. Didn't I say I wasn't going to bother Gadget till he said he was ready? And see, Gadget came right on the phone messing with me now.
Yeah, everybody heard.
Go ahead and take your goddamn medicine and go to sleep, boy, before I put you to fucking sleep. And, Joe, I want you to put this down. I'm going to give you, I know you and Clark got a lot of steak dunners out there, and I know Gadget is Clark, boy, but I don't care when I run Gadget. I don't care, as long as it's this year, anytime this year, I don't care if it's with Smokey or it's with Trey Ones or G-Body, he got the back goddamn tie. And I don't care if he got his Willy Balls, big tie. I don't care how he run, as long as it's his Nova.
Now, you know Clark's going to make him whoop your ass now. I'm going to tell you about Clark.
Oh, no, if Clark might make him race. He can't make him whoop my
Clark
ass. Daddy can't whoop my ass, goddamn it, if I cut it off and gave it to him and then rolled down the car with him.
God damn.
Hey, dog, I'm going to let you do all that talking. I'm going to let you do all that talking. Hey, I ain't going to say nothing. But, hey, when I come out, I talk to you. All that talking on the goddamn.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna say nothing else about you, Gadget, till you call me and tell me you're ready. When you tell me you're ready, I'm gonna polish your ass.
Well, guess what? I got respect for you, but when I whoop your ass, I ain't gonna have none. I got respect for your old whoop side ass.
That means Gadget gonna put a blower tune up on that motherfucker when
he got them walking sideways. I'm gonna level his ass out.
Hey, Mississippi Joe, champ. Hey, champ. Mississippi Joe, champ.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got the back tied the rest of the year.
That's what I want. I appreciate that, dog. Appreciate it.
Hey, Joe.
I accept that, Joe. Hey, Joe, I accept that. He can.
He got the back tied for the rest of the year, but I ain't going to say nothing to him till he tell me he ready. Now, if he don't tell me he ready by December the 31st, he owe me $200.
You motherfucking right. You damn right. I'm gonna give you $200. It take me that long to run your ass.
Hey, y'all, it's gonna be a great year. Clark and Gadget, don't y'all got an event coming up, man? Y'all want to say something about it, man?
Do what?
Yeah, we got
an event coming. I don't know what exact date, but I know it's in
Lady 11.
Hold up, Lady 11. Gadget got 1-1.
Whoa.
Hey, dog.
Damn.
Hey, dog. I can't say nothing to you, man. I can't say nothing to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do all that. I'm going to give me $2,500 to come to the show.
Hey, get it.
Yeah.
Get it. Listen, man. All right, dog. I got a lot of respect for dog. Well, fuck dog. Get on his motherfucking ass. You lost me.
Hey,
got that lady left.
Clark, go down to Walmart and rent you a hard to put in his goddamn chest.
Hey, dog, I don't need all that, dog. I understand what you're doing, but it's okay. I don't need all that. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, okay?
Hold on, let me look on my calendar, May 11th. Hold on a minute.
May the 19th.
Oh, he said May 11th.
Well,
what's going on May 11th?
I got on my calendar, May 11th. Kick Gadget's ass. Damn, it's already on there. It's already on my calendar.
Hey, dog.
Hey, but what's still going on May 11th?
Hey, Joe.
It's going to be
Joe,
show.
That's in West, that's in Monroe.
I got to jump off, but before I go, I need to say this. And remember earlier, I said that I kicked my grandson, sent him back to Detroit, and I kicked my godson here in Augusta to the curb. And I want to say this because
Dog knows. Remember a long time ago, Dog, when you asked me, did my godson have any money in the car?
Yeah, well, man.
Well, and, you know, I answered, he don't, you know. So that's all I'm going to say. I got a new heart transplant. It's pumping real good. And thank you, Mississippi Joe, for having me on the show, because you proved to me that I do have a heart again. And I'm out of here. The battery's running down on the radio, and I got to go, because when it's gone, it's gone. And I'm in the garage, and I'm getting ready to fire up the 300, and hopefully I don't have to do no, what do you do with the fuel, all that junk. But I'm going to make sure I turn it over before I hit the ignition. I'm out of here, and like I always say, I'll see y'all at the races. And Dog, he always going to have the last word, y'all.
No, why, man, you cool. I ain't bothering you. You all right with me, bro.
Okay, man.
He
you have a good
last word.
All right.
Okay,
see y'all
thanks
later.
For being on, man. Thanks for coming on. Okay, go ahead,
hey,
Clark.
Thanks for
again.
Having me on.
No, like we have the show in Louisiana, you know, at Monroe Raceway. Like I said, we're gonna we're getting together now. We're gonna give out $5,000 on 28.
God damn.
Yeah, $5,000 on 28 in time, you know. But listen, dog. If you don't be down there today, I don't know you'll be off work May the 19th. I don't know, you might have to check into your other job, but May the 19th, so you don't come that way. I'm gonna run your pops looking ass over there.
Well, damn. I'm aware of that one. You know, we ain't gonna talk about that one right now.
Okay, dog.
No, Clark, I don't know what I mean. The Mississippi Joe, I don't know what I mean. We ain't finna talk about that one right now. That's one of them controversial ones right there.
Oh yeah, that day, man. Y'all can do it. It's, hey man, we racing the whole year, and we got a lot of races to go to. So y'all find a place to do it. I guess they're going to Detroit, Chicago.
Gadget ain't gonna do a goddamn thing. Gadget ain't going nowhere. Joe, quit lying now.
Man, lock it up, man.
No, I'm not lying, man.
Okay, where the hell Gadget went? Gadget ain't been no goddamn. Gadget ain't been outside of Mississippi.
We said
he's going though.
Man, you can't tell them nothing.
I'm gonna start walking straight too.
Gadget had his car no problem Raceway in New Orleans, Louisiana.
He didn't run no goddamn body. He didn't run nobody. He went on there where them little kids was, cause he didn't want to come where the big boys at.
Hey, I did run somebody.
You a damn lie. You broke. You didn't run no goddamn body.
Hey, okay. You want to be something?
No. Hey, leave me alone, Gadget.
You want to
be? I ain't bothering you, Gadget.
Okay, then. Well, you better lay down something goddamn well.
But Gadget and Clark, y'all having a backhand race, right? No, a 28-style race, right?
Yeah, 28, yeah.
Hey, okay. Not trying to be funny. Y'all got a lot of 28s down there?
Oh, yeah,
that was goddamn $5,000?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I think that'll make them come out. I think we're doing that.
Hey, you better try to make them come out, the people that you can. You ain't had to start at no goddamn $5,000, not this day on the national level. Goddamn.
Well,
$3,000 would have made them come out. Shit.
No, we've been having shows over there for the last 6-7 years now, and we ain't never had no problem.
Okay, you ain't never gave no $5,000 now, do you?
No, we done gave out more than that the other time.
You ain't gave out nail clan no $5,000. You do, I give you $1,000 every time you show me.
Hey,
you should be in there.
Hey, dog. Lock it up, man. Shut the fuck up, man.
Fucking $5,000 on nail clans over there where you just said in Louisiana right there. Not nail clans. Have you gave away $5,000 on one class?
You won't lock up, dog.
What class you gave it away on?
Lock it up, man.
What class you gave it away on?
Our way. Know it all, you know it all, motherfucker. You lock it up, or shut the fuck up, man.
Uh-oh.
Now, come on, just mute my mic.
Hey, nobody mute your motherfucking mic. We hear you, you mule mouth motherfucker.
Go ahead on, Joe. Go ahead on, man. I'm $2,000. Bye. Go ahead on.
All right, Clark, you got anything you want to say, man?
Clark over there trying to wash his bikinis.
Hey, man, I guess I'm going to get ready to do final comments because I'm getting ready to get off the show and call it a night, man. No 3 hours tonight. Show going good. We had a good show. We started shutting this thing down a little early. In 3 hours, getting old, man. They getting
you
old.
About that now?
They getting old. So I'm finna shut this thing down, and I'm finna go to final comment. So, Lady A.
Lady A already gone to final comment.
Lady A.
Man, Lady A over there drinking a screwdriver, man.
No, I'm not. I'm here. I had two mics muted. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Lady A, let's go to final comments. Let's go to final comments, and we're going to get on out of here, Lady A. You be last, Godfather.
All right, Bob.
You
got
the final comments?
Or
big
comment.
Good show, Joe.
See you
later,
thank you, man.
Good show, Joe.
Right,
thank you, Big Clark.
I'm sorry, caller 561-4402, final comment.
Yeah, good show, Mississippi Joe. You know?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, man, gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
All right, partner. Hey, say that number again so I can figure out who it is.
561-4402.
That's got to be Nod, man.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say it again. Gangsters don't dance, they boogie.
Yo, that's Nod,
bro. Nod. Glad to have you, bro.
Yeah, I've been listening in, man. Good show, man. Good show. I got another comment. I got something else I want to add to this, man.
Go ahead.
I was listening. What's up, dog? I was listening to Dog and Wild Man and you and Clark. And Clark made a lot of good comments, man. I'm just going to reiterate something with Clark. We don't know what's going to happen. It's all in God's hands. But I'm going to tell you this. I know how rumors get started, man. I'm going to kill the rumors right now. Everybody know my engine builder named Chris Nelson. And you're going to see the Silver Killer and the Mississippi Nightmare, the same track at the same goddamn time. So I'm just like Future at the same goddamn time. So that let you know. That let you know what that means.
The Silver Killer motor is not in the Nightmare, ain't that right now?
You said it all. I ain't got to say no more.
Okay. I know it's not in there, but for those of in the grudge world that think it's in there, trust me, it's not in the Nightmare.
To be honest with you, Nod, I wouldn't have told them a goddamn thing. Let them think what the fuck they want to think.
You're right, Godfather. You sure right. Thanks, Nod. Okay, let's keep it moving, Lady.
Caller 313-3973, your mic is open.
They still on
here? Hello?
Caller 313-3973. Okay, Larry, your mic is open.
What's going on, Bo?
Hey, what's up, Top Flight Security? SB Card was saying, what's happening, Bo?
Oh, man, nothing, man. Just chilling, man. Been doing me a little... laying around, chilling out, and trying to get it together. You know how it goes, Joe.
Hey, Bo, chilling around, Bo. Don't believe that, Bo.
Don't believe him.
Hey, Leroy, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby? Hey, Larry telling you some bullshit, Larry.
Leroy, we can't wait to see that showing up.
Leroy better get in some goddamn bass in his voice. He sound like a little old goddamn girl.
Hey,
when I shook your hand, it balled up in my goddamn hand, so you felt like a little girl.
I am a little girl. Hey, what's up, boy? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, dog?
Hey, y'all, Leroy, we can't wait to see that showing up machine, bro.
Hold on. And they're going to see it at that controversial race that you talk about, dog.
Which one is that, Stoner? Hey, which one is that, Stoner?
I don't know.
That damn Stoner woke the hell up. Now, you know, Joe, you trying to get out of here. These motherfuckers just not waking up.
The only way they're going to stay woke is one of our volunteers run the show, because I'm finished. Go.
Hey, Joe got one of them old damn nappy heads out there. That's the only time he ready to go when he got one of them nappy heads.
Hey, Bo, why are you trying to vote?
These 3 hours, baby, man, they getting longer and longer.
Hey, Bo, you got a fish on the hook, Bo?
No, man, I want to go get me something to eat, man. I ain't eating nothing today and I'm homeless.
Hey, Bo, what is something with no calories, Bo?
No, man, my dad always told me when I was 15 years old, everything I eat needs to be dead.
I hear you, baby.
It's kidding right on. If it's on the bone, whatever the fuck it is, man.
I remember one time, Lady A, close your ears, Lady A. I remember one time I told my dad I was 15 years old. I said, Dad, I got this girl, and she's special. And I said, Dad, you know they always told me when they special, you supposed to do something special to her. He said, son, you my son. You do like your daddy do. And I said, what is that, daddy? What I got to give him special? He said, son, don't blink. Stop blink. So that's
that
what I
ain't, that boy ain't got good sense, man. Hey, is Nod still on the phone? Nod. Nod. Damn, Nod gone. I see Big Hurt say he ready to go now. Big Hurt say he ready now.
Big Clock.
Man, Big Clock in the back washing his bikinis, man.
You ain't getting them thong fresh now. Now y'all want to talk. Y'all know I'm finna shut it down. Y'all want to talk now, but I'm telling y'all. Y'all got a rude awakening coming. Hey,
Bo, my mic was muted, Bo. I couldn't say nothing, Bo. My mic was muted.
Yeah, you and Wild Man was having church, goddammit. That's why we couldn't talk.
Yeah, I had that on my heart, and I done got it off of it. Now I feel a lot better.
No, I wasn't really talking about that part. I'm talking about you and Wild Man was over there kissing each other with tongue in your mouth. That's why we couldn't talk.
Well, no, every now and then, there ain't nothing wrong with it, as long as you sure what you are and who you are. But listen, I'm going to tell y'all, next thing y'all going to hear, thank you for listening to Blog Talk. Goodbye.
Hey, thank you. Good night.
Yeah. I'm going to be there text Lady A. If everybody don't want to get fired coming, I'm going to text Lady A. All y'all going to hear is say, thank you for listening to Blog Talk. Good night.
God damn, Joe had more bass in his voice than he usually had with that.
So y'all get ready. And Sonny, you got anything you want to say before I go, man?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bo.
Do 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 do.
You motherfucker.
Hey, goddamn homosexual ass down the shit out of there, man.
That motherfucker talking about me, man. He talking about me. That motherfucker talking about me, dog.
Hey, look here. Let me ask you one question before we go, though. Hey, Sutter, when is this season over with?
Do what?
When is deer season over, Carl? We Bo Nigga gonna have another excuse about them damn deers now.
Hey man, you gotta ask Bo Nigga. I don't eat deer.
Shit, you can't. He done killed all of them. They all in his house.
Oh, dog, I know what I gotta ask you while the fans listening. Are you giving a live broadcast for Red Springs tomorrow?
Hell no.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I guess you'll post it on the board.
I ain't gonna say that neither, Joe. I mean, I be doing that shit, man. I don't know about
Shit, I got my board is full. Everybody listening, you know, everybody from everywhere. So I just wanted to know.
No, Joe, I ain't doing no live broadcast. I might not even go.
Oh, okay.
I might not even go, Joe. Shit, they don't treat me right, man. Don't nobody treat me right, but Jay Vaughn. That's why I get out of making. Jay Vaughn treat me right.
Well, hey, I know Tony treat
you right.
You biased and you wrong. Tony just stole a big damn race for you, and you gonna treat it like that?
You telling a motherfucking lie. Don't make me lie. Ain't throw no big race for me, goddammit. Don't lie on me.
But you a straight king, a benefit race.
Hey, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't say it, goddammit.
Well, I heard this come out of Tony Fine's mouth on app.
Because I know what they said. I know what they said, but I mean, goddammit, they throw the benefit race, okay? My name was just involved in it. So it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say.
But you didn't get no goddamn benefit.
I didn't say that. Now you put words in my mouth. You start some shit. I got some benefits out of it, but don't be making like, goddamn it, I got. See, that's one thing. I really wish they had never did it, because I don't want no motherfucker coming to me talking about some, I had to help you do this. I had to help you do this here. Ew. I thought I heard Witt on the phone, though. Witt on the phone?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought I heard Witt on the phone.
I asked for him early.
Normally, if I do a live broadcast, a motherfucker treated me nice. That don't mean they paid me. That mean they just treated me nice. Shit, Tony didn't
right.
even hardly advertise. They goddamn raised that Red Springs on the shows and shit.
What you say?
They didn't even advertise. They raised on a lot of these shows. I ain't heard Tony them come on and advertise his own damn race.
Well, you know he's prime time. Paul's fine. He ain't got to do that.
Oh, no, I ain't saying that, Joe. You ain't finna get me
no,
in no trouble.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that.
You better leave Tony alone, boy. If Tony fuck around here and beat your ass, boy, you got to leave town.
Hey, man, if he beat me, he didn't beat me. Tony fuck around with me, man. He blow the boat up, broke the tank, break the tank, off the transmission busted, and everything else after the motherfucker.
Damn. Hey, Joe, I got to ask you a question now. I need you to tell me the truth now, and I don't want you to get small now. Just tell me the truth now. Hey, once he played that something, it did look good like the game's good. That something did look good, didn't it?
Man, you know what?
Just tell the truth, Joe.
I looked at it, and I said, it's too good-looking, because game's good wasn't that smooth.
Well, it looked good.
Yeah,
Gangsta Boo looked good on the pictures. You couldn't tell it was fucked up. It looked good on the pictures now.
But now, what you can tell that motherfucker there is not the Gangsta Boo. You look at that motherfucker, all that room and how the time sitting in and all that shit.
Joe, I told you to be nice. I just asked you a question. I told you to be nice.
Hey, man, listen, he could have made it look identical to the gangster. Watch this gangster when he come back out. They don't know, y'all, the difference.
All right, we're going to watch it now. We're going to watch it. I'm going to be the first motherfucker watching. Don't get mad, goddammit, if you get fucked up now.
If I get fucked up, the motor blowed up, the transmission went out, the tire came off, a lot of shit happened. You can believe
it. Okay, what's that? Give me that old saying again. You thought like Mandy, but ain't Mandy, stop like. Give me that saying, Joe.
You thought like ain't Mandy, you thought cat shit was candy. Yeah, but y'all, listen, I'm going to get ready to get out. Y'all, I'm home and this buffet closed at 10 o'clock. I'm going to get ready to get on out. Lady got to go out and eat and take care of baby and everything. And she tired of me keeping her on these 3 hours. We've been on her two hours and something. So,
all right, Let me give my final comments right quick.
Go ahead.
If don't nobody move, won't nobody get hurt.
Man, get off
hey.
The damn phone.
See that? There go Gadget again. See that Joe? Now there go Gadget. See how he said that to him? See that?
Yeah.
See that?
You and Gadget going to have to get it on.
Man, Gadget ain't going to do a goddamn thing but bluff all year. That bitch ain't going to bust a fucking grape if you run over with a goddamn bulldozer.
Don't end the show, Joe. Good show.
Hey, y'all. I just would like to thank everybody for tuning in this old Country Boy show. And I appreciate everybody. And, Grudge Inc., baby.
I just got a text, Joe. I'm sorry. I just got a text. Big Ken said Gadget got the back tire with Little Red Riding Hood.
God.
Hit that button, Joe. Hit that goddamn button, man.
Oh, okay, fellas. Hey, good night, lady. Let's end the show, baby. Let's take it on home. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Bye. dog and stars and shit now.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to Texas.
Calling out Grudge Racing. Check it. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. King Oscar will be in the house. Always start an action with somebody for some big money Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6563. AtomicDogDragRacing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.